Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about the cow-calf game plan with Dr. Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We're now into the second quarter of 2016, and as we take a look at where this beef cattle business is, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us again today. And we're asking Dr. Peel today about what sort of strategies should cow-calf and stocker folks be thinking about. Daryl, let's start with the cow-calf end of the business.
For cow-calf producers, you know, we've been through a lot up and down, but the bottom line is we still have relatively good, certainly by historical standards, calf prices. We anticipate, even though there is a long-term trend here of eroding these prices as cattle numbers build and beef production builds, we've still got pretty good prices in for 2016. I think what cow-calf producers really have to do is turn their focus on the cost side, try to manage their margins. They can manage costs. There's a number of things they can potentially do. They need to be aware of what the market prices are likely to do, but at the end of the day, they can't change them a great deal in any event, so they really need to focus their attention on cost management and try to protect their margins on that end of things.
Now, Dr. Peel says there have been some changes in recent weeks when it comes to the stocker end of the business, that stocker producers need to be paying attention to some of these changes, especially the relationships between the stocker cattle values and the cost of gain for the stocker end of the business.
If you look at the way we have realigned prices across weights within feeder cattle, which is what really drives that stocker margin or that value of gain that we often talk about, and also feeder cattle prices in general relative to fed cattle prices and the implications that has for feedlot margins, we've seen some change in that feeder cattle price structure in the last 8 weeks or so. That would suggest because we have relatively cheap feedlot cost of gain, and it looks like we're going to continue to see that, barring some unforeseen weather problem in this year's corn crop, because feedlots really have cleaned up much of their problem, there's less incentive for the stocker producers to put more weight on these cattle at the big end of things. We've had a lot of incentive over the last couple of years to take these cattle up to 850, 900, and even bigger than that in some cases, and the feedlots were content to let them do that. I think the feedlots now are more interested in increasing throughput, and so there's if stocker producers pencil out the value of the last 200 pounds of gain at the big end relative to the first 200 pounds when they first start with these cattle, I think they might figure out that the incentive is to turn those cattle a little bit quicker and concentrate more of their effort on the lightweight end of things rather than taking them so big as we have been doing much of the time the last few months.
OSU Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
At your Beef Bus. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.